Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza! Furniture!
Do it right!
Do upgrades!
Do it right!
Bills, do it with 0 to 5% down payments. Apply online, quick approvals and more. Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Annie told Maria that Joseph, her uncle, made her lose trust in men as he had sexually abused her and at least two other girls. She couldn't tell her parents as he threatened to kill her. Christopher told Dion about Guyana Together, an organization which is about creating more acceptance and reducing prejudice and stigma against LGBT persons. Dion told him she wanted to tell her story through them. Dinah told Sonia that Iceland would have to do dry blood and rapid tests in the months ahead. As we return, Christopher's phone is ringing.
And Guyana Together, that's clearly a group that they're working to...
Hi, Ranveer.
Hi, Christopher.
What's up, bro? We're coming to see you this afternoon, as usual.
This is what I'm calling about. You don't have to come.
What do you mean?
I'm getting discharged today.
Seriously?
Yes. The doctor just been here and he said he's discharging me.
Okay, good. Well, alright. I'm going to call Deanne and see how soon we can come down there to pick you up.
Take your time, man. I'm going to wait till you are rich. Doctor still got to do up the paperwork.
Alright, good. We can see you soon. Gosh, I'm so excited.
Me too. It's good to be getting out of here.
Alright, see you soon.
Bye.
Oh, thank you, Father. Dion?
I was just about to call you. Your friend called me about me sharing my story in Guyana Together.
Oh, nice.
We can talk about it more later.
Guess what?
What?
Ranveer getting discharged.
Really?
Yes.
All right, I'll even work right away.
See you soon.
Yeah.
This is it. Lord, thank you for answering my prayers.
The Rupununi savannas are an extraordinary place for people biodiversity.
Rachel, you okay?
Yeah, Leah, just a little tired.
You sure as all?
Yeah, man. I was helping Danny with the chickens earlier. The heat out there ain't easy.
Tell me about it.
Oh, Danny said that he gone over by Uncle Alexander.
I figured.
Okay.
He tell you the ATV gonna be fixed by tomorrow?
Yes, he mentioned it.
That means you could go to Lethem within the next few days.
Good. I really need to find out what's going on with me.
Whatever the results, we will deal with it. Sometimes nothing is wrong with you. It could all be Sydney's fault.
But how do you explain my painful heavy periods?
We'll soon find out.
I just want to know that I'm healthy and can have a child.
Yeah.
You hear your phone?
Yes, I heard it.
You're not gonna answer? Might be Danny.
Let me see. No, it's not him.
Oh. What happened?
Is Sydney texting me, man?
Sydney? What he texting you about?
I don't want to tell you anything.
Okay.
Since he came here and he and Danny had a confrontation, he been texting me all manner of things about you and Danny.
What?
Look, read these messages.
Watch your sister with your husband. Your sister and your husband will lock up in the house when I come there. Your sister want your husband. What is wrong with this man?
That's why I didn't want to show you.
See, he's trying to convince you that me and Danny got something going on?
Yeah. And I know it's nonsense. That's why I didn't mention it before.
What is this? When this man gonna leave me alone, Leah? When this man gonna let me have peace in my life?
You can't ever go back to him.
Never.
I ain't even sure Danny because I know he gonna flip out again. I don't want him to make a trip to Sydney's house.
And I tell you, Sydney has a gun. I don't know where he got it from, but he has it.
We just got to keep ignoring him until he disappears.
You think he gonna stop, Leah?
Everybody does get tired at some point.
Sydney determined.
And you determined to live in peace, right?
I can't thank you and Danny enough for having me stay here. Yes, I'm still scared, especially since he showed up here the other day.
We got to be grateful we have Danny around. That could be why he didn't show up earlier.
The man is barefaced and has no control. I just wish he would disappear.
He will eventually leave you alone.
You know how some of these abusive men stay? They don't leave you alone. It's either they kill you or you put them in prison.
Well, Sydney won't kill you. So I guess prison is it for him. Hey, you gonna be okay.
This man is so wicked. So wicked to be sending you them messages about me and Danny when he knows it's not true.
Don't take the on. Like I said, I know it's nonsense and that's why I didn't bother with it.
I need to get a divorce as soon as possible.
Glad to hear you say that, sis.
What is the point? That man don't respect me. Matter of fact, I think he hates me.
That's a good point.
Because I don't understand how these men could say they love you and still want to treat you like that. I can't count the number of times Sydney beat me, cursed me, called me all kind of derogatory names.
I wish you had left him sooner.
And now he wants to paint a bad image of me by saying I'm having an affair with my sister's husband? Sick!
Yep.
Then have the nerve to call me and beg me to go back with him.
You know he will try anything.
Whoa.
Here we go again.
He again?
Yeah. I tell you, he texted me non-stop.
We said this time.
Read for yourself.
I see Danny kissing your sister. What? This man?
Ignore him.
I won't call you and tell you a piece of my mind.
Don't waste your breath. It's not worth it. You know I don't believe this nonsense.
Well, yes. I really got to get out of this. I need peace in my life.
Yeah.
Never again. Never again will I let Sydney Abraham get into my head. Never will he beat me again. He has forced me.
Hey, bro.
Hey, Christopher.
Dion gonna be here any minute.
Okay, good. I was just packing up.
All right, let me help you.
It's not nothing much. I didn't bring a lot.
Whether it's a lot or little is you.
Yeah. Can I talk to you about something quick before Dion comes?
Yeah, sure. What's going on?
Christopher, I really admire how you live your life. And honestly, I wish I could be more like you. You don't really care what people say. You're open with your truth. I admire that about you.
As gay men, all of our journeys ain't gonna look the same.
I just wish I had a loving and accepting family like you.
And that's the thing. Some of us are luckier than others.
I just think that many nights lying in this bed, hey, I was thinking, Ranveer, what if you are allowed to live your life free? What if you lived in a world where people just respected each other, regardless of their gender or sexuality or whatever? And what if families didn't care about that?
Hey, I understand.
I just wonder if I was allowed to be me, without feeling the need to hide or feel ashamed, being so depressed all the time and looking for love in all the wrong places.
Listen, we can't change our past, but we can choose how we want our future to be.
I just keep thinking that maybe I wouldn't have been HIV positive, you know? I try to cope with the secrecy and the shame by partying all the time, doing drugs, being promiscuous, just trying to fill the void, you know? And look where that got me, sick in a hospital bed.
Hi guys.
Hey girls.
What's going on? Ranveer, you're getting discharged anymore?
I already got discharged.
We were just chatting, you know, about life and everything that Ranveer went through.
Oh, look babes, me and Christopher are going to be here for you through thick and thin.
I can't thank y'all enough for showing up for me. What me whole family couldn't do. I called me aunt so many times and she wouldn't even talk to me. Not one day. Come and even visit me.
Wow.
Just forget about them people.
But she was one out of everybody who I thought would at least come and see me. But I didn't even have to tell her I was sick with AIDS. I think she just figured it out. And she's ashamed. I feel like I proved some of my family right when they say this would happen to me.
Listen, stop that. HIV affects people of any gender, sexuality, social class, race, everything. You didn't bring this on yourself. You made your mistakes, yes, but that don't mean that this would happen to you regardless, or that you deserved it.
And remember, people like us create our own families because a lot of times our own flesh and blood rejects us.
But y'all don't understand how much I want my family's approval. I want them to love me. I want them to accept me. I want it to be like when I was a little boy and they love me.
Oh, come here. Come here,
babes. You have love. You have a family in us and other friends. We approve of you. We accept you. We love you, Ranveer.
Yes, and we can never turn our backs on you. Never.
You know, when I got admitted to this hospital, I didn't think I was gonna make it out of here.
But look at you today. You made it.
You survived, and you survived for a reason.
It wasn't your time, and your life got value. You got a purpose, my friend.
When we reach home, I gotta tell y'all something.
Okay.
Today is the day we got to give thanks. Ranveer, you're getting out of this hospital. Life has given you a second chance.
And we're gonna help you make the best of it.
Thank you so much, my friends. Thank you. I don't know that I would have survived this if it wasn't for friends like you.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.
Murundoy in the house, baby. Look.
It's still Monday. It's the same as hate. Yep. It could be your sister. It could be your brother. How'd you feel all alone?
All alone.
And out in the cold. Murundoy is here.
We here.
With a word to share.
HIV is here, God, we living in fear. Let's fight the stigma by showing we care.
Yeah,
live, love, respect each other.
That's right.
Show the same love we would to our mothers. Come one, come.